One winter day, back in the early 1980s, I arrived at the old mill in Toronto to find the ice had covered the massive pool below the dam. Most anglers decided to walk out and fish the open water from the ice edge, where the current was fastest. After watching several nice trout get caught, I decided to join them. After several hours of great fishing, the ice broke out from under my feet. No time to run, no time to hold my breath. As the current took me under the ice, I tried to remain calm and not panic. One of the anglers ran to the back of the pool and yanked me out of the deep, icy waters of the Humber. I almost died. So let's discuss hunting and fishing safety today on Angler and Hunter Radio.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
firefighter and first aid trainer Kevin Coppins talks about safety in the outdoors. I chat with Yvonne Brown about how she is helping women get their start in the outdoors. Plus, the Quebec Outfitters Destination of the Week and the Win an Alumacraft Contest. Plus, more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp,
a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Attention Ontario bear hunters, the Mijokama Outfitter in Graceville, Quebec invites you to experience the challenge and thrill of spring bear hunting combined with the pleasure of sport fishing from now until June 20th. Reserve now at 819-449-8943 or go to mijokama.ca and come enjoy the best outdoor adventure ever.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Have you ever been injured or lost in the outdoors? Do you know someone who has? What could have been done to prevent it? Joining us today is firefighter and first aid instructor Kevin Coppins to talk about accident prevention in the outdoors.
Firefighter, first aid instructor, amongst many other things. Welcome, Kevin Coppins, to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Oh, Randy, thanks for having us on board.
So we're talking about safety today. We've all had our in memory, and you know, I prompted the listeners to think about some of the things that have happened to them in the past, and as well as others. And I think if we start out, if you got some statistics, let's talk about hunting, especially statistically, is hunting safe?
Well, when you called, I thought I'd take a bit of time and try to look up some of this information. Certainly, we can look at our Ontario stats with regard to hunting-related deaths. And certainly injuries would reflect there as well. But, you know, since the 1960s, we've had a great reduction in the number of serious incidents or deaths in the province. So it certainly speaks well about education and awareness of what might take place. I did find some interesting charts related to other activities that we often enjoy ourselves, but to encourage our kids to get involved in, and it compared hunting to 28 other recreational activities. It was ranging from camping, billiards, golf, tackle football, cheerleading, bicycle riding, everything that you could imagine.
Okay.
And come up pretty interesting. They ranked hunting third in North America with regard to safest activity, and it came next to billiards. Believe it or not.
Billiards.
Camping.
And what was above billiards?
Camping.
Oh, camping. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, camping and billiards. Billiards, camping, and hunting ranked in order with regard to the safest activities. And certainly tackle football, soccer, skateboarding, snowboarding, skiing are way down on the list.
Right.
Just for your curiosity, 11 times more likely to be injured playing volleyball, 19 times more likely to be injured if we're snowboarding, 25 times more likely to be injured if you're a cheerleader or a bicycle rider.
Wow.
If you get involved with tackle football, you're 105 times more likely to be injured. So I think the stats speak for themselves.
It is
a good sport, a safe sport.
Yeah, and you know what? As hunters, we know that. But in terms of the outdoors, and you have some experience with, you know, safety-related incidents being a firefighter, is there one common thread that you can think of, you know, when you get a call and you're going, you know, to rescue or besides fire, you know, when people are in the outdoors, is it something that we're forgetting to do? Is it something we don't know about? What is that common thread that seems to always cause these incidents in the outdoors?
Sometimes there is a lack of awareness. You know, we consider the tools we use, and yeah, they give us manuals and that sort of thing and say, watch out, don't put your fingers in these places. But I think most often complacency bites us. If we are dealing with a table saw, you know, the person that cuts their hand on the table saw said, well, I knew better, but I just pushed my hand into the blade.
Yeah.
If we're dealing with fires in our home, kitchen fires are the most common, and unattended kitchen fires, especially with some sort of grease in the pan, the leading cause of home fires. And people turn on the stove, walk away. They know better, but they do it. They forget. They become complacent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's often one of the reasons that we end up hurt or even sometimes dying.
Well, it's interesting that you do say that because
We try hard when we get involved in any sort of a new activity, and hunting's no different than any other ones, where we try and get into some good habits, whether it be driving or hunting or whatever. And recently I was speaking to the manager of our hunter education department, and they're finding that he was talking to the ministry, and they're finding that the majority of hunting incidents, and don't get me wrong, these aren't fatalities, but these are just, you know, these are things where people break their arm or do something, or, you know, something happens that shouldn't have normally happened, are being attributed to older hunters, such as you and I, Kevin, like, you know, in their years of, you know, 40, 50-year-olds, and yet the younger, newer hunters are not involved in these incidents. So I wonder if you could comment on, is this education, has it got an expiry date to it, so to speak?
Do we leave home and leave the brains in the closets, do you mean?
Oh, I do.
I hope not. I'd like to think not. Certainly we do heighten an awareness in our young hunters when they get involved in this program. Again, we got to look at it statistically, too. A lot of our clientele are becoming older. They're getting into their 30s and 40s, sometimes 50s and 60s before they even begin this pursuit with regard to hunting activities. One of the things about young people, though, they do have a little bit of flexibility and agility that we don't have when we get older, so that could be a contributing factor as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'd have to look into it more specifically that way.
We will return with more from Kevin Coppins and Outdoor Safety.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my talk with Kevin Coppins on keeping safe in the outdoors.
Now, of course, we've been talking about hunting, but what about when we're on the water? Let me give you an example. I guess it was about 3 years ago, and I took a friend out walleye fishing on my lake. And it was this time of year. Well, actually, no, it was mid-May. So out we go. And as the day went on, you know, we were getting into late morning hours, I noticed that he had gone beyond this uncontrollable shivering, and he got to the point where his speech was getting a little slurry, and I was getting really concerned about him. Ended up taking him back to my house and getting him inside and getting him warmed up. He was actually, from what I could see, suffering from, you know, the first signs of hypothermia. Now, is this something that, you know, we should be aware of all the time? Obviously, the lakes are cold now, but July, August, you know, is this something that's always going to be, you know, out there and something we have to watch for?
Hypothermia can be all year round concern. We spend a lot of time in the water chasing salmon and trout, certainly deep water. We get on the Great Lakes, Georgian Bay especially. And even in July, it's not uncommon for us to get an offshore wind. Warm water will blow away from the shoreline, leave the surface, and colder water come up to replace it and find it to be 51 degrees Fahrenheit to the surface. I had a good friend tell me here at the end of May that he was out on a frosty morning trying to catch some walleye, and surface temperature was 37 Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Both those temperatures far, far, far too cold to be in without some sort of thermal protection. So even though the weather is warm, sometimes cold water immersion can be a reason for serious injury or fatality. Hypothermia, you spoke about the shivering, the slurred. They're getting into the stages where it becomes dangerous for a person.
Yeah.
Ice water rescue or cold water rescue, they use a 1-10-1 theory. The intent being that you've got 1 minute once you're immersed in cold water to get your breathing under control. If not, a couple things will happen. You'll gulp a lot of water and drown. And if not, you'll gulp a lot of water, your larynx will spasm, and you'll suffocate. In both cases, it's not a good outcome for the person involved.
Yeah.
You've got 10 minutes of meaningful movement in cold water, and they're talking temperature 6 degrees, no different than sitting inside a refrigerator. Downside of cold water is we're going to lose heat somewhere between 25 and 40 times faster than we would if we're in a similar ambient air temperature, and especially if we're struggling or trying to swim. When the body starts to shut down, shivering is a first response to try to reheat or generate some more heat for the person involved. And after that, if it's not working, it will literally shut down circulation to the extremities to protect the body core, the major organs. Without circulation, nutrients and oxygen to the extremities, we don't do very well. We are not able to hold on. So big story there, wear your life jacket.
Yeah.
I find now we put it on much more than I once had. I'll be like that grampy you spoke of who makes the kids wear it but doesn't think it's important for him.
Yeah, and you know what, Kevin? I watch it, and I'm always, I mean, I love to see Grandpa taking the kids out. That's great. Always wonder about how terrifying that would be for the kids watching their grandfather drown. Or, and I think you've mentioned it in the past, the youngsters looking at their grandpa saying, you know, when I grow up, I'm not going to wear a life jacket either.
Well, we are role models, that's for sure. And if we demonstrate a safe behavior, act responsibly, then certainly we can instill that in juniors as they grow up too. Yeah. It's one thing to throw life jackets into a vessel or a boat because the law requires it. We need them for count, but do they fit proper? Do people in the vessel take a moment to pass them around and make sure one is adjusted for their height or size, or that they've got one that they can find? It's common for boaters, especially pleasure boaters, to pile all the life jackets into the engine compartment or next to the engine compartment and not be able to access them.
Yeah.
If there is an incident. So life jackets should be out. They should be checked. They should be available. They should be a proper size. And one thing about a life jacket, even if you don't have the ability to hold on, an hour later before hypothermia becomes life-threatening, you've had lots of opportunity then to be aided And in that first 10 minutes, your chances aren't very good.
No, exactly. And, you know, when we were young, they had those keyhole PFDs. And, you know, they're big and bulky, and I guess nobody liked wearing them. But nowadays, we have these new PFDs that are so light, so comfortable. I wear mine when I'm around the dock. I wear it when I'm in the boat. And, you know, nobody plans to accidentally fall out of the boat. Nobody plans to fall off the dock or, you know, when they're retrieving some ducks or whatever the activity is. So for all you listeners out there, have a look at some of this new stuff, some of these new PFDs. You wouldn't know you were wearing them, and they can save your life someday.
One of the things about PFDs as well is the legislation has changed. We don't have to have bright orange, red, or yellow for high visibility. They can be nice colors that will complement our hunting or shooting activities, and certainly there's no excuse to not have them worn at appropriate times. One consideration is the inflatables. Very, very comfortable until they're needed. You might blow up and look like a Goodyear man, but they certainly are effective and not bulky or cumbersome.
No, you're right, and that's the kind that I have. I have one. I'm not sure the make of it, but very, very light, nice, easy to wear, and certainly a lot of advancement over the old keyhole ones. Now, of course, you know, you've got your PFDs, and of course, you know, you're walking through the woods and maybe you fall down or something, but there's some preparedness that we need to, you know, and some sensibility, too, in terms of having some matches or something you can start a fire with, and having a small compass with you. You know what, Kevin? I've got a little liquid-filled compass and a lighter in my backpack, which I always make sure works. I've never had to use it in the 40-something years that I've been hunting, but someday, if I need to, it's there, and you never know. I might come across somebody else who needs it that I might find in the woods.
Well, one thing for sure, Mother Nature or the outdoors is a lot bigger than all of us, so a little bit of planning goes a long ways, even if you don't ever use it. You know, we talk about the principles for survival, you know, food, water, shelter, and there's some interesting theories goes along with that as well. You know, we can go a minute or 3 minutes without air, and 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food, so plan accordingly. We do have to protect ourselves, sometimes wearing appropriate clothing, and or planning on the day, you know, checking weather conditions. I've seen it go from 10 above to 10 below in a very, very short period of time, and you either end up extremely uncomfortable or in a potentially life-threatening situation if you don't prepare for these events.
Exactly. So all you listeners out there, set a good example for your children, your grandchildren, anybody that you're taking out in the boat, even if it's just a guest. You know, show a little leadership that way. Do some planning. Plan and prepare with safety in mind before you get out in the outdoors, and you'll be just fine. And thank you so much, Kevin, for joining us and giving us a little insight on safety today.
You have a great day, Randy, and thanks for having us on board.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
We'll be right back with more from Yvonne Brown and Women in the Outdoors after these messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Joining us today is Yvonne Brown from Fishing 101 for Women. Yvonne, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thanks very much, Randy.
So you're obviously quite involved in the fishing industry, and I competed against you in a tournament not too long ago, the Canned US Walleye,
which is
really cool. I love the event, and I know you like it too. We get back to that every year. Mm-hmm. But what I want to know from you is, how did this all get started for you? How did you get started in this fishing business?
Well, I really only got back to fishing about 7 years ago. I had about a 30-year hiatus. I kind of lost interest as a teenager and just got back into it gradually, thinking I was just going to go out and sort of learn how to rig my own rod and tie my own knots and catch fish and know what I'm catching. And I ended up meeting a friend through a badminton club and learned that he liked to fish, and I started fishing with him and got interested. I joined a club, a local club here called the Port Perry Bassmasters.
Okay.
And I got to fish with lots of different anglers, and a little bit further down the road, I started helping out at some of the sporting shows that happen in the winter and just started meeting more and more people, and then got involved with some charity events, some kids' derbies, and I was an instructor a few years back with the Women's Outdoor Weekend that the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters holds, and there was just such an enthusiasm from the women that participated in that event. I thought there's definitely an audience out there that would like to learn how to fish from other women. And this, I'm going into my third year now with the program, and I have there's a team of about 12 to 14 female anglers that come out and help out at the events as well.
I think that's wonderful. And, you know, statistically, I've been reading some surveys that have been done North American-wide, and fishing and hunting, female participation's mm-hmm. up about 17% across the board.
Yeah, and it's the fastest growing, even more than children.
Yeah, and you know, I can really see, as a hunter education and firearm instructor, I can really see the need for for an all-women's type event, because for myself, if I was to get involved in an activity that was kind of known as an all-women's activity, I would be a little uncomfortable. You know, I'd yeah. rather go with the guys, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
So I can really see how that fills that that niche. But it's not even a niche. I mean, it's incredible the amount of, I would say, female participation in my courses. I've got one this weekend, Yvonne,
mm-hmm.
and I have, I would say, 60% of my class is female.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a big thing. So you joined this Port Perry Bassmasters, and you know, I was talking to somebody named Pete Cito just recently.
Oh yeah,
and he runs a club down in Bowmanville,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about the importance of this, because really, the outdoors is and should remain a social type thing where
yeah.
you know, meet people of common interest, and this is how we learn. And I think that these groups and clubs such as Port Perry Bassmasters are so important, even with hooking up with our invasive species team and some of the mm-hmm. great things that you guys do in the community. So that's all been a great you know, kind of launch pad for you. So
yeah.
so now you're running these Fishing 101 events. 101, I guess, means it's
the
basic.
Basics. Yep.
Yeah.
It's an introductory to recreational fishing. We're not expecting for people to come out as tournament anglers. We talk a little bit about tournament angling, only to compare. You know, sometimes we talk about, you know, often a question is, well, how come you need so many rods?
Yeah.
You know, we explain, you know, different techniques and different lures that you might want to use. And with a tournament, you only have a certain amount of time. But we don't dwell too much about it. It really is about giving women the basics and knowledge so they can go out, they can rig their own rod, they can bait a hook, they can take the fish off, they can identify their catch, they know all about, you know, licensing and regulations, invasive species, and hopefully, what the real goal is too, is that they will bring children out, and we hope to spread the sport that way.
Really? So it's obviously going to help with growth.
We'll be right back with more from Yvonne Brown and Women and the Outdoors after these messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp,
a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Welcome back to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Yvonne Brown on women and the outdoors.
Where do you see yourself in the future? Are you going to build on this one thing, or are there some other aspirations that you have?
Well, we pretty much doubled our activity from last year. This year we introduced ice fishing, and that was really popular. I thought, well, let's just give it a try and we'll do one event. We ended up doing three of them.
Wow.
We went to Simcoe twice for perch and once to Stokoe Lake for a crappie. We rented huts because we knew that a lot of people just getting into fishing wouldn't have the proper cold weather gear to fish outside. We did a creek angling event, and that was in partnership with the Bowmanville Creek Anglers, which Pete Cito, as you mentioned, is the president of that group.
Right.
That was a lot of fun. Definitely a different style of fishing for many women. And I'm fairly new to it as well, and that's why we partnered with more of the experts. We're going to try fly fishing next year.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And then I've got, I've already done one full day fishing 101 seminar, and that was out on Stokoe Lake again. I have one coming up in June in Peterborough, which we'll talk about. There's a bass fishing weekend for women. We did it last year, and it was very successful. I think this event sold out in a matter of 2 weeks.
Wow.
We're going to try a half-day tournament in September, and then to celebrate National Fishing Week, we're going to have an Angler, New Angler Fishing Day for Women out in Orangeville at the Island Lake Conservation Area. So it's a jam-packed summer for sure.
Wow, so this has really become quite a time-consuming thing for you. Now,
it is,
do you actually, is this your living now, or do you actually?
Oh, gosh. It's funny. I make a joke. Like, I go and I work full time,
okay.
And I come home and I work full time again.
Okay.
It is a lot of, it is time consuming. It is a lot of work. There are a number of women that do help out, particularly at the event. But, I love doing this, and I love seeing the expression on people's faces when they catch fish and they catch their first fish or their first bass, or
yeah.
It just makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, you know what? I can appreciate that. I really can. So you've got that passion for it. And, you know, if it wasn't for people like you, a lot of people would never get their start in this. So.
Yeah, and it's nice to see or hear from others that, you know, when they saw the Fishing 101 and it kind of sparked an interest. And then I have one lady, she came to, I think she's been to 5 seminars, and now she's a volunteer instructor with the group, and she takes her son out and she works with the Federation from time to time, and she volunteers with the Federation as well.
See, yeah, and you never know where it's going to take them, do you?
Yes, yeah.
I remember, and I, of course, as you know, I'm an older gentleman when it comes to the fishing business, but in my younger year, I was on a television series that was based out of Oshawa. It was actually a national TV series, fishing series, mm-hmm. And in my spare time, I did seminars at local high schools. In one of the local high schools where I did seminars quite frequently, there was a fishing club, and one of the members of the fishing club was Mike Miller, who soon became a fishing star, as well as I trained another young lad around the same time. He was a co-op student at a retail store that I was involved in, and he's turned into just a wonderful guy, a great guy, and his name's Dave Mercer. So you never know where these people are going to, you know, and I'm not taking credit for teaching them anything, but it's just you see them when they're young, and then all of a sudden you blink your eyes, and the next thing you know, they're on the stage of Bassmasters emceeing an event, so it's pretty incredible, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you said, you never know where it's going to lead.
Yeah, you really don't. And I think that's part of the fascination of it. So you've got an event coming here to the Heritage Center.
Yes, June 28th, it's a Sunday.
Okay.
It's going to run from 9 to 3. Now, Well, this will be the third time I've held it at the center, and they've been very, very generous in allowing us to use the facilities. If some of your listeners have never been to the place before, it's called the Mario Cortolucci Hunting and Fishing Heritage Center. It's absolutely beautiful. They have a nice theater in there. So we do kind of the angler's education piece at the center. We learn how to, you know, rig rods. We do some knots. And what we've done in the last couple of years is we've fished in the Shimano Pond, but it's a fairly small area, so we've had to split our group into two groups. So what we're going to do this year is we're actually going to drive to Del Prairie Park in Peterborough, and we're going to fish
Little Lake.
In Little Lake, yeah.
Very nice.
So we'll all be able to fish together at the same time. We also get a tour of the center as well, and like I said, for people who have never been there before, you know, it's definitely worth the trip.
It really is. Now, as you know, I work in the basement. That's where my studio is. But I do manage to get out of here every once in a while and have a walk around, or I do teach up there from time to time. And it really is. We've got the pellet gun range, and we've got the archery range. We've got, as you say, the big theater with the big screen, and all the wildlife exhibits and the trapper's cabin. And the list goes on and on. So it's really kind of a cool place to go. So for our listeners who are interested in getting involved in Fishing for Women 101, how can they get, how can they connect with you, Yvonne?
I have a Facebook page, and there's a website as well. It's fishing101forwomen.ca. My email address, and there's actually, you can send me a message through the website as well. My phone number's on there if they want to give me a call. I'm pretty much accessible. I try to answer my emails as quickly as I possibly can, but it's getting... This time of year, not only are we doing a lot of events, but I'm trying to get on the water whenever I can.
Yeah. So you're very, very busy, but that's good. And it's good that our listeners have, for our female listeners to get in touch with you. Anything you'd like to add? Anything, any goals for this summer? Are you going to go out and try and catch a record muskie, or just going to try and go fishing whenever you can? Or
yeah, I'm going to do a few tournaments. I did the Kingston Open the last couple of years. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do it this year, but I did the Canada U.S. Walleye, as you mentioned, and I'll be doing the Ontario Bass Nation qualifier. That's on Lake Erie. I don't know if there's any other bigger tournaments, but you're just trying to, you know, get all the events organized for women, and I do some kids derbies as well. So
great.
It keeps me hopping.
And you're not getting sick of it all. You just keep getting more and more passionate about it.
No, you know, sometimes it's, like I said, it is a lot of work, and sometimes, you know, of course you're going to feel a little bit overwhelmed at times, but when you get to these events and you just see the enthusiasm, the expression on either, you know, the children's faces or women's faces, and how pumped up they get, I mean, you just, it's all worthwhile.
It really is. It really is. Well, I wish you nothing but the best of success.
Thank you.
And we'll certainly follow up with you soon to find out how everything's going.
Okay, thanks, Randy.
You're welcome, Yvonne. Have a great weekend.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
We'll be right back with the Quebec Outfitters featured destination of the week and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire. Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Okay, welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you know what? I got some great photos sent to me last week from Mijikama Outfitters in Quebec of some just amazing black bears. And not only black bears, you know, trail cam pictures, but pictures of some harvests of some really big bears. And joining me today is Jean Lariviere, and he's from Mijikama. Jean, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio. How are you? You must be a happy guy.
Yeah, a pretty happy guy, and happy to be back on your show also.
Yeah.
Yes, we're having a great season up there. We've got approximately 15 bait sites, and it's continuous bear visits to all the sites. And like you saw in the pictures, there was some pretty big ones that got caught too.
Yeah. Did you weigh any of them, John? Or
yeah, we do weigh them. The one that you saw in the picture was about 255 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah. That's and those were two males that were harvested.
Okay.
But the colossal one that I showed you on one of the bait areas, we figure that's a 300-pounder plus.
Wow.
That's a big beef, as they say.
Yeah, that is
that's
big.
That's a big one, and it's a big mature male.
Yeah.
So it's in trophy country.
Absolutely, and you know what? This is a brilliant opportunity for people from Ontario to go and take advantage of some real phenomenal spring bear hunting. And I know it's kind of late notice, but you're not far from Ontario.
Well, from downtown Ottawa, let's say Rideau Street, we're an hour and a half.
Yeah,
so it's a nice drive. It's just past Gracefield, Quebec.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just go for a ride up that way in the fall to see all the colors and all the mountains and the beautiful scenery. And it's just a nice drive all the way up and all the way back. And we're in the mountains, and we're on a peninsula surrounded by water. So you can't have better scenery to go hunting and fishing.
Absolutely. So for the bear hunt, obviously they need to bring, you know, their firearm and their sleeping bag and all that kind of thing.
And I know that a lot of guys out there are biting their nails because they're really avid bear hunters. Well, we're going to offer them an opportunity for the last week of bear hunting to cash in on a little special we're going to do. Anybody calls in and mentions your name or your show will get a $100 discount on their stay with us.
Wow. So did everybody hear that? $100 off.
$100 off, and that's for a four-day, three-night stay.
Yeah.
And if you're going for 5 days, you get $150 off, which is even better.
That's amazing. And you know what? You won't believe, like, these pictures. I'm going to try and get at least one of them posted on the Angler and Hunter website, because these are really, there are big adult bears, beautiful looking animals, and not only the bear hunting, but there's some great fishing opportunities out there too.
Exactly. With that type of frequent visits to the bear to the feeding sites, it's for sure the hunt's going to be over early if the person is a good shot. So they'll have some time to put in some quality fishing. We've got different species of trout up there. We've got bass. We've got pike. So it's, you know, it's like two birds with one stone. And,
yeah.
And you get some good hunting in. And the fur is really nice this year. It's like the bear have this new fur, and it's nice and black and shiny. So
yeah, I noticed that. They
anybody
look really
who
nice.
Wants to get their animal mounted, this is the time of year because the skin is at its best shape, you know.
Really nice. So in terms of licensing, John, I guess...
Well, an out-of-province license for a non-resident is $187.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not as pricey as for deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it's a reasonable price to get a nice, really nice big bear and some fishing in at the same time.
Yeah.
And plus with the specials, you're saving money all around really with the special. So that compensates a bit for what you're paying more for your license.
Yeah, this is true. Now, how much longer do we have with the spring bear season?
We've got until the 20th of June.
Okay, so we're getting close now. We've got to get this planned and get out there if we want to experience some great spring bear hunting. And how do our listeners get in touch with Mesocama?
You can go to our website at www.mesocama.com or type in Mesocama Outfitter. Or you can call us at area code 819-449-8943.
So 819-449-8943.
Or go to Mesocama Outfitters, and it'll bring you right there. And on our site, there's even, you can do virtual tours of the cottages.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So, like this special that we're doing, that includes the beta site, the tree stand or the tent to hide in, plus the cottage, and you get access to a boat if you decide to go fishing and you don't have a boat. We'll let you have a boat and a motor.
Oh, wow.
So
it's pretty reasonable.
A day right there.
Yeah, that's a very reasonable trip for sure. And there again, when you call, mention my name, Randy, from Angler and Hunter Radio, or just Angler and Hunter Radio for that matter, and we'll get a good discount.
And they'll automatically get the special, but be sure to mention Randy's name.
For sure.
And we'll be happy to give you the special, by the way. And it's going to give a chance to people to discover another hunting and fishing and outdoor place outside of their province. But you're going to see action, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah. check that out for sure. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
And I'm hoping that someday I'll be able to go up there and put a name to a face, say hello, and
sure.
Maybe we can go kick up a few grouse or catch a few trout.
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
Just let me know.
Okay, you take care, John.
You too. Okay. Have a good day.
We will be right back with your chance to win an Alumacraft Yamaha boat package after these messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Last season, we gave you a chance to win my Alumacraft boat, and the response was so overwhelming that we're going to give away two boats this year. We are now accepting entries to win a V16 Alumacraft with F20 Yamaha and trailer, valued at $10,130. Listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode, and then visit the contest page to enter your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post or tweet one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is SMOOTH. We will be giving another, yes, another cool Alumacraft Yamaha waterfowl package this summer, so stay tuned to Angler and Hunter Radio for more details. Never take chances with safety in the outdoors. Lead by example by wearing your safety gear, such as helmets and PFDs. Until next week, I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.